The state of Alaska is prepared to minimize impacts to Alaskans in the event of a federal government shutdown. Governor Dunleavy instructed state executive branch departments to evaluate federal programs administered by the state and review potential impacts to Alaskans. The governor's office says he is committed to continuing essential government services funded by the federal government and administered by the state where it has the authority to do so. Alaska would seek reimbursement following the shutdown. The longest previous federal shutdown was 34 days. The state of Alaska is prepared to continue state-administered, federally funded programs for that length of time. If a federal government shutdown were to continue beyond that time frame, the state would reevaluate the situation, if necessary, and prioritize programs that most directly impact the life, health, and safety of Alaskans. The state administers many programs on behalf of the federal government. Federal programs that are mandatory by law, authorized outside of the annual appropriations process, and have existing carry forward funds or classified by the federal administration as accepted due to life, health, and safety implications would continue to operate during the shutdown. These categories include programs such as Medicaid and federal air traffic control. Further guidance from the federal government on programs impacted is expected in the coming days. Although the federal government is not required by law to reimburse states for expenses incurred during a federal government shutdown, reimbursement has occurred following every previous shutdown. Approximately 4,700 state executive branch positions are at least partially federally funded. Employees in these positions would see no disruption in their pay and will continue to report to work. A small number of federal employees work within state departments. Their status would be determined by the guidance from the federal agency that employs them. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.